This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Monday, July 22nd. Well, last week's USDA report firms up live cattle in Monday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGaffey.
Live cattle did firm up. That neutral USDA report came in. There was no surprise. On-feed report and the cattle inventory really didn't give us much, and it kind of relieved some of the traders. Now the market looks to close the gap between the futures and the cash market, and that really gave it an opportunity to kind of firm up. We're expecting perhaps there's going to be some late summer demand that could give the market a little bit of a boost. Certainly the cattle traders are watching the feeders. The feeders were much higher today. The grains decline is definitely the future support behind that feeder market and really gave it a little bit of a kickstart today. That underlying support definitely activated some buying and the market really started to pick up.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 15 and a quarter at 587 and three quarters. September corn was down 8.5 at 422 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 620. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were down 10 and three quarters, ranging from 554 and a quarter to 564 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were down 8, ranging from 596 and a quarter to 601 and a quarter. Live cattle for August was up 85 cents at 108.47 and a half. August feeder cattle were up 220 at 142.27 and a half. And July class 3 milk was down a penny at 1740.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.